You know when you have those moments where you realize that other people are also entire people operating in their entire worlds? I think I had a moment like that on Christmas Eve when we were driving to the Christmas party and you asked me to look at directions in your phone. And I looked at your phone and your calendar popped up and I saw in your calendar that you had an event that repeated every single day and it said, convince everyone every day that you are happy. And I looked at that and then really processed that you also have a whole nother world within you.
Yeah, I'm a, yeah. For a while there, for me, I was thinking it's either drugs that are gonna fix this problem, or it's faking it that's gonna fix it. But there are other ways to work on this. It's not a matter of being fixed; it's a matter of being managed and how to deal with it.
I remember when we had that conversation, and I just asked, it was late at night, and I just asked you really nonchalantly, hey Dad, do you ever think about killing yourself? And then you said, yeah. And I guess I wasn't surprised, actually.
Yeah, it's a set of thoughts that I wish I had never opened, but now that it's kind of been open to me as a possibility, I can't seem to stop necessarily thinking about it. Not all the time, but occasionally.
Once a day.
It varies. If I'm not feeling good, it can be more than once a day. And then there are times I won't even think about it for months and months. So, I think this is, again, related to the disease. When you're thinking about, how do I get rid of this feeling? I can't seem to figure out a way to do it other than not exist.
Whenever I learned about suicide, it was always at school, and they were like, if someone's having suicidal thoughts, call the hotline, it's an emergency. Blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't really seem what it's like for you.
Well, it's distressing. I'm assuming it's kind of a form of escapism, or you're feeling bad all the time. And I've been actually very confused by it, because you and your mom and a lot of people have been very, very supportive about some of the changes I've been doing. And it's been very distressing that even though I can consciously see all that and recognize all that, that my internal sense of value is such that I still have those thoughts of suicide. And but that's been going on for quite some time. I'd say since I was a teenager.
I kind of wonder why I can hear you say these things and I'm not freaking out. I don't know if I am distancing myself, or if I just have this really, really strong conviction that these are thoughts and that you will never do that and I will always have you.
I think part of the reason why you don't have that sense of terror that I'm gonna, off myself is, and hopefully is, because you understand that, I've been having these thoughts on occasion since I've been a teenager. And I think, I know that a lot of people have occasional suicidal thoughts. And I was thinking, I better put it out there that if you're having those suicidal thoughts, understand that there are a whole group of people that have these experiences. I've had these feelings for a long time, and I seem to get through them. You know, I always say that. You learn techniques to get past it all.
I thought about whether it would be fair to ask you to promise me not to leave me. But then I thought that I wouldn't want to do that because if it ever did happen, I wouldn't want you to think that I would resent you or anything. And that, like, you had broken an agreement. Because whatever does happen, I would never think differently of you. And I would always, like, be convinced that you love me. And I think that's what I've been realizing for a long time now, is that the more I learn about you and the more our relationship changes, it's different, but it's even better and stronger, and I'm even more convinced, like, of our bond. I have never known anyone who loves better than you do. And I can only hope to find that in other people.
You will. And I think you're going to do fine. And I'll do fine. We'll do great. We'll do great together.
Was produced by students from Now Hear This. You can find more stories at our website, nowhearthis.org. And we want to know, did you love it? Hate it? Do you want to know more? We want your feedback. Send us an email at nht@ripr.org to let us know what you think. That's nht@ripr.org.